Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, July 2nd, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, why some employees are reluctant to return to work as businesses reopen, a big resignation in the LAUSD police force, why Facebook banned an anti-government group, and a first-hand account of the very strange experience of returning to a public pool. Many businesses in LA can now reopen after months of being shut down during the coronavirus pandemic, but employers say they're having difficulties getting their workers to come back. To talk about why people are having second thoughts, here's David Wagner.
That's right. I reported this story with my colleague Emily Guerin, and it really started when she started hearing from a lot of employers who said, look, my workers are getting an extra $600 every week on unemployment right now. That's more than they made on the job, and they don't want to come back. But actually, you know, that's really not how unemployment works. So if a worker refuses to come back to their old job, California's unemployment system could cut them off. Workers say the real reason they're hesitant to come back has everything to do with safety. You know, they don't want to work in a restaurant or a store or an office where they could come into contact with people who might be sick. I talked to one retail worker who even quit in order to stay healthy. Others told me that they don't feel like they have a choice but to keep working because they can't afford to lose their job or their unemployment benefits. So, you know, workers right now being recalled to these businesses for reopening plans, they're facing a tough choice. Do they stay home and risk losing their income, or do they go back to work and risk getting a potentially deadly disease?
This week, LAUSD voted to cut its school police funding by $25 million, more than a third of its annual budget. And now, a big resignation has just been announced. Carla Javier has the latest.
Less than a day after the board voted to take $25 million from the school police budget and put it towards social workers and counselors at schools with more Black students, the chief of the Los Angeles School Police Department, Todd Chamberlain, announced his resignation. In a statement, he said that the cuts will be, quote, detrimental and potentially life-threatening, which echoes concerns voiced by supporters of school police, like the association representing school principals and administrators. Critics of the department, like student and community groups and the powerful teachers union, have been calling for eliminating the school police force. So they say that this cut, which comes out to about 35-ish% of the school police budget, is just the first step towards that and that they'll continue fighting. In the meantime, the district announced that Deputy Chief Leslie Ramirez will serve as an interim chief leading the department through the changes.
Facebook, which has been under fire for its editorial and advertising practices, has just banned an extremist anti-government network. With the details, here's Natalie Chudnovsky.
So Facebook has justified not moderating certain content in the past by saying that they're a neutral platform and they've gotten criticism for allowing certain types of speech that critics think is harmful. So this past Tuesday, they banned several hundred accounts associated with Boogaloo. Rachel Levy of the Wall Street Journal talked to AirTalk, and she described this as a decentralized, pro-gun, anti-government, in some cases white supremacist online subculture. Recently, someone associated with that group shot an officer up in Oakland, so that may have been a final straw for Facebook. And it is a shift in the way Facebook operates and also part of a larger trend of tech companies cracking down on hate speech and also being forced to define it.
And finally, Sharon McNary took a dip at her local public swimming pool now that it's finally reopened. But as she explains, it's a very different experience.
Yeah, it's going to be hot this weekend, but if you want to swim, most beaches are closed. However, a limited number of public pools are open, but they have to follow some very extensive new rules. I went to the big pool near Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and I can tell you, swimming during the pandemic is going to be very different. They take your temperature when you arrive, you wear a mask on deck, and there's a lot fewer people swimming, only about half as many as they're normally allowed. So you might even have your own lane for individual lap swimming, or maybe 3 to 4 per lane if everybody stays 6 feet apart. And for kids, like, no horseplay, no piggyback fights, no Marco Polo. It's going to be a long summer.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.